This is the Gold Coast's 92.5 Triple M with another Flan, Ali and Spider podcast.
Yeah, it's the 92.5 Gold Coast Triple M breakfast show. You can hear every day out of our Broadbeach studios, but another podcast today.
What injuries are we all carrying at the moment?
I just saw
Flan just buckle over and nearly collapse.
Oh, I hurt my arm. I've hurt my arm real bad in my shoulder. I fell down the stairs and I grabbed at the railing, and then my giant hulking frame was supported by one muscle, which just went. So I've got a sore shoulder.
Is that the worst injury you've had?
No, God, no. I broke a bone in my back. I've broken everything. If you go to Woden Valley Hospital in Canberra, my injury card is like five stapled together.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was very injury prone.
I was going to say, I think Spider might have a hold my beer on this one.
Oh, 100%.
No. I've had hardly any. I've been very good.
We did have a collarbone injury.
That must be
terrifyingly painful, is it?
Yeah, no, it wasn't too bad. I got a fractured cheekbone.
Yep.
I got smacked in the...
Did you have to get it...
popped out? Yeah, they put like a little ping pong ball behind your ear and comes into your head and just goes... No joke, you feel crap. You feel absolute. And as soon as they do it and you wake up, you're fine.
That
pops it back out just like a ping pong ball.
Did they inflate it or something in there?
I don't know. Then I broke my finger and now it's shorter because it got infected because I had to play the last game of the year to get my bonus. So I played and it got infected. I lost a little bit of my finger, but it was worth it.
How much was the bonus?
Gee, back in the day, 7.5, I think.
Oh, that's all right. I'd play with a fractured head.
Ali, any injuries?
Yeah, I've had a few. I did a spiral fracture of my fibula. Jumping off a surfboard down at the spit.
Spiral fracture? Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. But that was probably the worst one I've had. But I've had, like a torn medial ligament. I had to get I crunched a big chunk of cartilage off the bottom of my femur.
Ooh.
And had to have what's called microfracture surgery.
Oh, wow.
So they drill into your bone like these tiny minuscule holes and then it kind of bleeds and coagulates and forms this fake cartilage called fibrocartilage.
This is the worst cooking show ever.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, what about, Al, did you get any while sailing?
That's obviously rough.
You have to be really careful of the boom with the main sheet. It can, when you are tacking,
take your melon off.
It can be very, and if you're a good breeze.
Didn't you that time though? I remember you telling us you had a torn scarf.
Yes, that's true. No, it was a cravat.
Oh, no.
I think it was his boater.
It was summertime.
And it had been stomped on.
Yes,
by bullies.
And let's not go into that.
No, because I don't want to make you upset.
That's for another podcast.
Look,
it's a very big podcast coming up. The Electric Lawnmowers of the Gold Coast unite. Ali Platt.
It was embarrassing.
This was embarrassing.
You started this.
Oh, it was more embarrassing for me because I looked at the board and I thought it said Power Rangers. So I was going to go with Ed Sheeran, Ariel and Florence and the Machine.
Yeah.
It reminded me of when I was playing Scrabble with a buddy and he put a word down and I went, "You can't put down doing." He said, "It's doing, you idiot."
Doing. Hilarious. I love that. Yes, well, actually, Spider started this because he's been bagging me for using an electric lawnmower.
With an extension cord.
Yes, which my ex-husband Steve bought, I might add.
And this was a few weeks ago, and we've just put it out to the Gold Coast. Are there any others? Surely not. There's no one else that
Spider
owns.
Spider challenged the Gold Coast. He said there'll be no one, and he was wrong.
We are building an elite group of horticulturalists around the Gold Coast.
Wow.
And we're calling them the Power Rangers.
Power Rangers.
That coming up on this podcast. Facebook community pages, throw up some interesting things with various suburbs around the Gold Coast.
You know what? There's a serious aspect to this too. In Mudjerabar, there is a creep wandering around down near Firth Park at the skate park, and he was put straight up on Mudjerabarbarians, and now everybody knows about you, creep.
Okay.
So they have a really strong purpose, but they also great just to find out if you need a painter who would recommend in the local area, blah, blah, blah.
But the question is, would suburbs like Main Beach have a community Facebook page, and would the Main Beach residents, be doing that themselves?
I don't know.
Or have someone else do it for them? That coming up, Mike Rinder.
Who's he?
He is our person of interest. He is a whistleblower for the Church of Scientology.
Yes.
He was very high up in the Scientology world, and then he got out. And he's telling his story coming up.
Yeah, download a listener app and tell your buddies too. We've spoken to Satanists and...
Can I just tell you?
Go.
To listen to this, they've downloaded the listener app.
Yeah, they've already downloaded it.
I've got it.
Sorry. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So you say, well done for downloading.
Yeah.
You say
well Congratulations done. Congratulations for that. You are miles in front of me. Well done. I tried to download it. I couldn't spell it.
And Spider,
yes.
We're right in Ali. We're so proud of Flan because apparently he's like 14th best in the world.
Yes.
He's a world champion. And he's in the studio with us.
Yeah. Mm. What is this at again?
Mm. Do you want me to tell you now?
Yes, please.
My mobile phone computer golf.
Yes. So
what a dick.
Threw it out to the Gold Coast. If you were going to be a world champion at any kind of game, those old school games you played back in the day, what would it be? That coming up. First up, though, two questions for both games of the 92.5 Triple M $1,000 Minute. Ali Plath, what you got?
Here we go. Which former president of the USA is currently touring Australia?
Oh.
President Obama.
Yeah. Yes. No, we needed the security ad last time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good barracking for Barack.
Second question. Which famous male Australian actor is performing music at Miami Marquetta soon?
Oh.
Russell Crowe.
Yeah, Russell.
I'm so excited about that.
When is he actually performing? Can you remember?
May 20.
May?
I think it's May.
Late May. Yeah.
I'll say.
So apparently he's telling stories from on sets in famous films, and he's doing his own songs acoustically. And he actually did famously say once, if you want to get to know me, the man, listen to my songs.
Yeah.
So I'd love to go along.
We are going to get Russell Crowe on this show too.
No.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So you're going to change that question, are you?
Why? Why am I going to change it?
In May.
Yeah, in May.
Yeah, right.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, I will. Thank you. What about this one? For the 7 o'clock hour,
yes.
The Gold Coast Suns play the Geelong Who this Sunday.
Yeah, the kitty cats.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Al's a big fan.
Yeah, well, they're running premiers. Yes, they haven't won a game this year, but that's okay.
Quick to add that.
Which Australian island? Oh, hang on. How about this one? Which anchor of a breakfast radio show on the Gold Coast is scabbing tickets for the Gold Coast Suns playing the Geelong Cats this Sunday?
That's got to be
Can
Al
I put
Dobie.
That in?
I'm going to lock that in, Eddie.
I would love a question. Can we do that?
No.
It's not the first time or last time. What's the second question?
I'll change the question.
The human scab.
Which Australian island is considered to be the world's largest sand island?
Fraser.
Oh, yep. But what's its real name?
Oh, yeah.
Kigari.
Kigari.
We'll take either, right?
Kigari. Not sure. You say Kigari. I say Kigari.
All right. There you go. Good luck tomorrow at 6:30 and 7:45 a.m. The 92.5 Triple M $1,000 Minute. Here it comes, the Flan, Ali and Spider podcast.
You!
Now, there's so many people that, hide in the closet for certain reasons. You know, they've got a closet full of information that they don't like the public to know about.
Really?
Ali, we learnt one about you a couple of weeks.
I was going to say, is this about Flan for sure?
No. No, Ali, we learnt a couple of weeks ago about I went around to your house to mow your lawns and you've only got...
Here we go. I have no idea where this is going.
You've only got an electric lawnmower.
Oh, thank God.
With an extension cord.
Yeah, that didn't reach the full extent of the house, so you could only mow... two-thirds of your lawn.
I know.
And we had a laugh about it, and I threw it out there, and I said, to the Gold Coast, is there anybody else?
No one.
In the whole of the Gold Coast.
Surely
is
not.
There? And after 2 days,
yes.
we finally found one person.
That's right.
Sarah. Yeah. You haven't got an electric lawnmower that uses an extension cord.
Yeah, and a whippersnipper.
Yes, good girl. And you know what the funny thing was? Sarah admitted that she got it for free. From these old people.
No, from her grandparents.
Yeah.
Opposite of grandparents.
I think so. Well, old neighbour.
I was at a function. Right. I was at a function the other day.
Yes.
And
it was the son's lunch.
Yeah. And I walked out the back and the bloke we know, Daryl, was standing there by himself, just got off the phone. I said, "G'day, Daryl, how are we travelling?" And he could not wait. And I'm talking about people that hide things in the closet. Have a listen to Daryl. I think we've unearthed something.
Okay. I've got one of those that I inherited when my dad passed away 10 years ago. It dead set, right? It has a V8 motor. So I plug it in, right, the blower, and I go out the front after I've done the edges and I blow the lawn, and my neighbours all yell out, a couple of other young guys going, "Is that as old as you?" And I go, "Yeah, it is, right." But it's that powerful, I blow all the cuttings off my lawn over the road, literally onto their lawn. You should see it. It blows up a storm. It is absolutely on fire.
Yeah.
And, I might borrow that.
And then he said that he goes on and they get their battery one out and it lasts about 10 minutes and he just goes.
Okay. So there you go. So, he's on my team.
It looks like there might be a.
I love this.
There could be.
I'm rallying the electric troops, the Power Rangers.
Power Okay.
This is Cat 5 leaf blower.
And I'll be telling you, this is Daryl who works in the beer industry and he admits of using an electric power tool.
Hello. Yes,
I love
if
this.
If you are a closet power tool user, electric.
It's time to confess.
It's time to confess.
Put it off your chest.
So far in the Power Rangers, we've got Daryl, Sarah and Ali.
Yep.
All right. I love this.
Are you one of those closet electric welding lawnmower or whippersnip person out there?
Bring it on.
Janie Mermaid Waters, please don't tell me.
Come on.
I'm standing here looking at it. I've got a Ryobi electric sweeper vac.
Electric?
And you know what?
Yeah.
It has to have an extension lead because the cord on it's not even a foot long.
It's a sweeper vac.
You're going to laugh at me, but in my laundry, I've got waterproof tiles. So they're the rough ones. They're hard to sweep.
Oh, yeah.
So when I want to sweep the laundry, I open the back door and I plug the sweeper vac in and I blow everything out the door.
Jane, can I ask you?
A blower or a vac? I don't understand.
It's both.
You can do both.
So it blows across the road as well. It's massive. It's so powerful.
Can I ask you, would you be happy to be a Power Ranger?
Oh, what's that?
Well, you're part of the group.
You're part of the group, Power Ranger group.
Do I need one instrument? I'm it.
Okay. Well, thanks, Jane. You're in.
You.
Okay.
Well, got four
this
now.
Is ridiculous. Catherine in Reedy Creek. Don't tell me.
Good morning.
Are you a Power Ranger as well?
I'm a Power Ranger.
Yes,
what have you got?
Catherine.
I'm with Ali. I got the electric mower.
This is fantastic.
Yes.
All right, girlfriend. You are officially a member of the Triple M Power Rangers.
Awesome.
How many Power Boys do you have to join up so that you can mow the entire lawn?
I've got one of those big, long, orange ones.
Oh, I know, baby.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
How good are community pages on Facebook?
I love them.
Oh,
absolutely love them. Although they've got a downside too. We've got 10,000 people on Mudra Barbarians. And I remember my wife opened a business minding dogs and going visiting dogs and playing with them. We'd found out this research that said dogs get really stressed when you work all week.
Yeah.
And then people attacked my wife. Her clients actually. They're saying, why would you leave your dog alone and unattended? But I don't. Yeah. Well, that's my business. I go and keep them company. But it was savage. And in the end, she went, you know what? I'm not doing this anymore. It doesn't go up.
Well, that's no good. I mean, I enjoy their wealth of information.
Yeah.
And for when you move to a new area, they're fantastic finding out even things like great new restaurants and where's the best place to go.
Someone who's a great dog painter. Is there a good mechanic in the local area? That sort of conversations.
Exactly.
They're great.
Need a good gardener. So there was a really good one on the Varsity Lakes community one. Well, it amused me. So a lady put one on saying that there was a young boy. She saw a young boy urinating on the playground equipment. Oh. / climbing wall, but she's given a full description of him. It was funny. She goes, if this is your child, perhaps you might like to educate him on what is and is not acceptable in public. She said, I find this quite disgusting.
Not on the slippery dip,
exactly.
Well, you're making it into a better slippery dip, aren't you? Really?
But you have a way with the bright side of the road. I love it.
No, the community pages, they are. But not every place has them.
Do you have one at Sanctuary Cove?
I think so. I've never read it.
Okay.
But I'm sure they've got Hope Island, but I don't know if there's any places around the Gold Coast that wouldn't. As you say, you can get some great information off them.
Yeah, I'm sure there's one for the Main Beach. In fact, we're getting a phone call right now from someone from Main Beach. It's Julian of Main Beach. G'day.
Good morning, Triple M. This is Julian. I can't work this Facebook thing, so I've called. When I woke this morning, there was a leaf in the pool. This is my wife, Julian. Speak to her.
Thank you, Julian. Then the pool boy the agency sent, registered 19% body fat upon arrival.
Appalling!
Appalling!
Appalling! I didn't send the pool boy back, though. I made him go for a jog before he got the leaf out. I said, come on, 10Ks.
Quick six. This is not what I pay for, darling.
I mean, the problems are endless in Main Beach. I'm not whinging. I'm just saying, after all, it's the main beach of Australia.
Australia. We work hard. Well, you did.
I did work hard. I paid my taxes and I won the lotto. But nonetheless, this isn't what we paid for.
Nothing.
The Gold Coast Triple M takes no responsibility for anything Flan says. On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast. It's Flan, Ellie and Spider's Person of Interest Week.
So this week we have pretty much scoured the globe for controversial and incredibly interesting people. On Monday we had the Satanist. What a story.
Unbelievable.
Yesterday we spoke to a Gold Coaster, Elliot, that just decided to go and join one of the toughest and hardest military groups in the world, the French Foreign Legion. And today, Flan?
Mm-hmm. Well, that person of interest is fascinating to me. The whole subject I find enthralling. Would I call you, Mike Rinder, would I call you a whistleblower on the Church of Scientology? Is that fair?
Oh, yeah, that's very fair. Whistleblower.
Before we start, could you very quickly tell us what you think Scientology does that's great, that's fantastic? I never hear any positive news about the Scientologists. I'm wondering, could you set the scene for us? What is the good thing that comes from Scientology?
I think that the good thing is a sense of community and an idea, whether it's true or not, that you are doing something to benefit the greater good of mankind. I think it remains doubtful whether any of that actually is achieved. What Scientology promises you is that you will be given the tools and the means to not just improve yourself, but help your family and friends and in the end, the entirety of every man, woman and child on earth.
Why has it captivated the world? What is the bad side of it? We see so many celebrities jumping on board. Where's the bad side?
Well, you don't see any celebrities jumping on board these days. They did in the 80s. It's not a real popular thing to announce yourself and try and promote Scientology because too much information is now out in the world about what goes on really inside Scientology. And, you know, information is the poison of cults.
Mike, I'm so interested to listen to your podcast, Scientology Fair Game. What is, I guess, one of the biggest things you want people to know about this religion?
I want people to know and understand that while they do a lot of public relations to make it seem like they're benign and interested in the well-being of everybody and are just like other churches, and that the insidious abuse that goes on inside Scientology affects a lot of people every day, and families are being broken up and people are losing their you know, retirement accounts and anything else that they may have due to high pressure sales. Scientology really operates like a business, not a religion. It has price lists and discounts and a lot of high pressure sales that go on. And also it engages in pretty ruthless campaigns to tempt to silence anybody who says things that they don't like.
When you went to become a whistleblower, what prompted you to do it? And were you afraid of the ramifications?
What prompted me to do it was my belief that I had an obligation to speak about what I knew. Okay. I was pretty well aware of what was going to happen because I used to be the head of the Scientology Dirty Tricks Department for 20 years.
Whoa. Okay.
So I was the international spokesperson for Scientology, and I ran what was called the Office of Special Affairs. I came into Scientology at a very young age, sort of rose through the ranks and became a very senior member of the Scientology inner circle and, you know, sort of at the top of the hierarchy. And things started to go really off the rails, and it started turning into physical abuse and beatings and all that sort of stuff. A lot of lies. And eventually I escaped when I was 52 years old. I was in London at the time, and I escaped with a briefcase and no money and nowhere to go and no family or friends that I could turn to because they were all Scientologists, and basically started a new life. And that new life is, you know, I sort of like to say I used to think I was saving the world with Scientology.
Yes.
Now I believe I'm saving the world from Scientology.
Well, thank you so much, Mike. For your book is called A Billion Years, My Escape from a Life in the Highest Ranks of Scientology. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome, guys.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
So I'm in trouble at home because of something you guys did during the show.
What have we done?
Do you remember you guys did a spot check a couple of weeks ago on the apps on our phone and what you use and how long you use them for?
Yeah.
Well, and we found out that I was playing 3 to 4 hours a day of Ultimate Golf on my phone.
Oh, no. Did Lisa hear?
That information may have filtered its way back.
Oh,
yes.
No.
Yeah. And, you know, we're trying to renovate at the moment. I'm supposed to be a busy person. Thanks, guys.
Oh, but your golf is getting better. You reckon you're going all right?
Well, here's the thing, right? I'm not a gamer. I don't sit around for hours playing games. So this is a huge departure in behaviour for me. I just don't do it.
No, like 5 hours a day. Of course you don't.
Yeah, no. But I
what?
But what I didn't know about Ultimate Golf, this is a game you can play on your phone, I didn't know I would be so wonderful at it.
Oh, I give you some of that. Yes.
I'm wonderful.
Tickets. What do you mean?
Like, yesterday I won a tournament with like 700 people in it from around the world. I came first.
And you won it.
Yeah, and last month I was like 14th in the world.
Yeah.
On this game.
So is this equating to some cash?
No.
Oh,
so you're 14th in the world. Like you're better than any Adam Scott or Rory McIlroy.
No, as long as I don't have a golf club in my hand when I'm playing golf, absolutely.
But back in my day.
Yeah. What did you play?
Phil's Frogger.
Yeah.
I smashed it. Oh, I used to clock Frogger.
That used to drive me crazy.
What?
No, this Frogger. Thing. I just couldn't do it. There's that noise. Here comes.
Yeah.
He's my
jump
noise
over
at the end.
And then you just get right in the corner. Yeah.
What I remember is blah, blah.
Oh, yeah. Frogger was my game.
So what was the technique to beat Frogger?
I just had to make sure that the joystick was good in the Atari.
And it wasn't too wobbly.
No, I played it heaps. And go up to 9,990 and you'd clock it. You couldn't get to 10,000. What would you have clocked, Ellie?
I absolutely was obsessed with on the old Sega.
Yeah,
at
what
home,
game?
Jungle Hunt, it was called. It was like a Steve Irwin. And he'd have to run and jump over the crocodile's mouth.
Okay.
Swing on the, you know.
Some good old school games around
us. Yeah.
What would yours like? Now you're.
The old school game was Red Alert. Oh, my God. That was the biggest game in the world, Red Alert 2. And I'd never gamed before it or like 30
what
years
about,
afterwards.
So from Red Alert and now to Ultimate Golf.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
Absolutely.
It wasn't. Pac-Man?
No. Red Alert 2 was a war game and you had to set up a base and then you could attack each other, right? You could play in groups on the internet. I played against an Italian army captain who was training to go to Bosnia. For 11 hours we fought.
And you never play, you spend a lot of time.
No, but it's 30 years since I did that. It's like a 30-year gap.
30-year gap. Fair enough.
What were you great at as a kid?
Yep.
What computer game, arcade game, whatever it was? Because now we're celebrating Flam being 14th in the world.
Wonderful.
Those old school games that you were just the best in the world at.
Tommy, what was the game you're obsessed with, mate?
Morning, all. It was Mortal Kombat.
We used to get the
magazines from the news agency that had the cheat codes. And they used to get extra blood.
Extra blood.
Oh,
that was very controversial at the time, Mortal Kombat, because remember there was one hack that you could pull someone's head off and remove their spine or something.
Yeah.
It was brutal.
Yeah.
Maddie in Upper Coomera, what game would you be a world champion at?
Morning, guys. A game called Galaga.
That's a classic.
This one.
Classic game.
Yep.
Yep.
That's the one.
Mate,
and Snake on the old Nokia phone.
Oh my god, yes, Snake.
There's a flashback to when the first phones came out and there was a game.
Steve in Narang, world champion, what would you be a world champion at?
Well, it was actually two good games I was good at. One that would have been Space Invaders. The other one was Donkey Kong. Space Invaders, when it came out, it was just an epic box game like at the arcades.
It was so and good, it was
like,
wasn't it?
Well, it was like you'd have almost a brawl just to get on the game.
Yeah. And then Donkey Kong come out with the flip top, the orange flip that you could carry it around.
Yeah, we loved it.
Well done, Stephen. Thanks, before you go, Claire, quickly, our producer's coming. She's done some math. She's had a bit of research on Flan, your game. You're 16th in the world at the moment for Ultimate Golf.
Yeah.
So there's 15 people that play it across the world. Oh, sorry. I need my glasses. 5 million, my bad.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie, and Spider podcast.